Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, August 23rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, John F. Kennedy Document Hoax. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into intriguing topics from around the world with an eye for history, technology, and societal changes. Today, we're unraveling a captivating tale involving disinformation and deception in the world of politics, the John F. Kennedy document hoax. Now, when we think about the legacy of John F. Kennedy, we often picture the charismatic young president, his inspirational speeches, and the rich tapestry of the 1960s against which he led America. But today, we're not here to discuss his policies or accomplishments. Instead, we're shining a light on a significant event that not only challenges our understanding of this historical figure, but also raises important questions about media, authenticity, and the age-old battle against misinformation. So, what was the John F. Kennedy document hoax? To put it simply, it stems from a fabricated story about the president's life, including supposedly classified documents that were purported to reveal shocking secrets about his presidency. In the early 1990s, a website emerged claiming to present these bombshell documents that allegedly included controversial statements regarding key events during his administration. The striking aspect? This website masqueraded as a credible source, leading many to believe the contents were legitimate. How did we arrive at this somewhat absurd scenario? Let's rewind a bit. The internet was still in its infancy during that period. This was when misinformation was gaining traction, often slipping through the cracks of our nascent digital infrastructure. While today we have ploys like fact-checking websites to minimize the impact of false information, back then, the landscape was drastically different. Many were eager to share information, especially anything related to a figure as iconic as JFK. So why do you think people were so easily convinced back then? Was it simply a combination of hope and skepticism? Hope for scandalous revelations mixed with skepticism towards authority? It's worth pondering how humanity's long-standing fascination with conspiracy theories plays into this narrative. What would it actually take for a mainstream story about JFK, a man already surrounded by a myriad of rumors, to become a topic of eccentric focus? Compelling storytelling. After all, who doesn't love a conspiracy theory? But what's fascinating is that the hoax did point to an important truth. The socio-political climate of the time favored sensationalism and half-truths, a phenomenon that still resonates with us today. As we delve deeper into the hoax, we couldn't help but marvel at how something fabricated could evoke such strong emotional responses from individuals. This phenomenon isn't unique to JFK. Rather, it has cropped up across histories, from ancient tales to modern political scandals. When we hear of a conspiracy, there's often an emotional tug that compels us to believe, if only to satisfy our curiosity or dissatisfaction with official narratives. Have you ever found yourself believing an outlandish claim merely because it made for a thrilling story? Think about those times. When reality does not align with our expectations, we often gravitate toward more sensational narratives. This can lead to dangerous repercussions, as we sometimes become pawns in a larger game of public narrative control. The JFK document hoax ultimately serves as a cautionary tale. It reminds us that our pursuit for the truth can often be clouded by our desire for drama and scandal. It prompts us to question, how can we effectively navigate the information-saturated world we live in today? Are we being diligent in assessing the credibility of what we read, especially with so many sources online? What's particularly interesting about this hoax is the way in which it reflects attitudes toward authority, trust, and belief in the political system. Certain documents claim to portray JFK in a less than flattering light, undermining his legacy in the eyes of some supporters. As we tread through these waters of uncertainty and misinformation, we must ask ourselves, how do we protect our understanding of history while confronting the reality of altered narratives? So, what does it mean for us as consumers of information? One key takeaway is that critical thinking has never been more essential. In a world where a click can perpetuate falsehoods at lightning speed, we need to consider the sources of information and their reliability. Do not take everything at face value, but probe deeper into context, origins, and possible biases. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage each of you to think more critically about the information you consume daily. Reflect on the power of narratives, especially those that resonate with your beliefs or emotions. Ask yourself, what are the dynamics between truth and storytelling? Your perspective can shape how narratives are formed and understood in our society. So, here's a question for you to ponder after today's episode. How will you, moving forward, be proactive in seeking out the truth in a world filled with misinformation? Consider exploring this topic further by reading about similar cases of hoaxes and misinformation and share your findings with others. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the John F. Kennedy document hoax. Until next time on Wikipedia, let's stay curious and vigilant in our quest for truth.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, John F. Kennedy Document Hoax. Thanks for listening. See you next time.